stay. It's coming again. Well, I. It be remembered in all over the world, the only African Heroes Day that be remembered in every capital in the whole world. The welcome Biafra Heroes Day, Biafra Heroes Day is coming again. Oh, it's coming again.
Biafra, oh, it's coming again.
30th May is coming again.
Biafra,
oh,
it's
prepare
coming
yourself.
Again.
Oh, we're gonna celebrate. It's coming again.
Biafra, it's coming again.
You are welcome to 30th May, the remembrance of Biafran falling heroes. The only remembrance that been taking place in every capital in all over the world. The only African heroes being remembered in every part of the world. But I'm also here to thank Nigerian government and Great Britain for the good job, for the well done job that they have rendered to be a friend.
It's coming again.
Biafra,
oh,
it's coming again.
30th May is coming again.
Biafra,
oh,
it's
prepare yourself.
Again.
Oh, we're gonna celebrate. It's coming again.
Biafra, hero,
oh,
it's coming again.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation on this day, the 7th of April 2016. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in charge. This is a very live broadcast this evening after some issues that we have. I hope that people are hearing my voice, and if they do, please let them confirm. Until then, we will continue, of course, to projecting the issues concerning us as a people to the entire world. We will not hesitate to invite God Almighty, the author and finisher of our lives, the author and finisher of Biafra Restoration Project, to come and take charge and control of every circumstances and situations we find ourselves, to come and direct the affairs of this evening. As always, we ask you, God Almighty, He who sees in the secret and in the open, to come and envelop us with Thy presence. Continue to fight against those who fight against our leader and they can continue to contend with those who contend with him. Continue to send confusion into their midst, that they will never succeed, that they will never make any progress against him. Continue to render them impotent, continue to render them powerless, and in the end, grant him total victory. Cover him with thy presence, both spiritually and physically, imbue him with thy power, that no evil one will have upper hand against him. They will gather, they will plot, and indeed they will try, but they will fail. Remember your promises to us, that you will never forget us, nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name, that you do for us. Now is the time the people of Biafra need more than ever before your ever present in our lives, to fight against those who fight against us, to grant us total liberation, to show us your power, that you are our God and we are your people, that the world will, as a result, as a consequence, see your blessings upon our earth and glorify your holy name. All this we say, amen, and amen. It say, my name is Sister Melfour. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafran for my battle diabetes in Demi Biafran Land. We are welcoming you, eminent Biafrans, all men and women of good conscience, from wherever you are listening, from east to west, from north to south. We are gathering and we are urging everyone to join hands that this program will be one of its best. As a matter of protocol, and as we all know, the leader of Indigenous People of Biafran Land, the county, is fully in charge of all the operations of the IPOB families around the world. And make no mistake about this, if you are not in tune with the instructions, with the intentions of our leader and the county, that means you are not part and parcel of this project. It doesn't matter the propaganda they are carrying around. The Indigenous People of Biafra are the people of Biafra, and we have not authorized anybody to represent us anywhere. You should know what I mean. We have not authorized anybody to represent us anywhere. We are the people of Biafra. We are the people bearing the brunt of every attack, every orchestrated violence against us. And therefore, nobody can come from nowhere and claim glory. If anything, those on the ground should be rewarded for everything. Because they are on the ground, they are the people who are facing the bullet. And nobody can come and claim that they are representing Indigenous People of Biafra, albeit on paper. It cannot happen. If that is what they call disunity, let it continue. The leader of Indigenous People of Biafra is genuinely pursuing the quest for the restoration of Biafra. It doesn't matter how long it takes. And everybody, every right-thinking human being must stand in solidarity with him, shoulder to shoulder with the leader Namdi Kanu, who has tenaciously defended the ideal of freedom that has held us together against all odds, even in the face of intimidation and danger. He has remained resolute. He has remained more than ever before determined, and therefore he has proved himself. He has not disappointed us, and therefore we will not disappoint him. We are on the internet. We are on FM relay stations across Biafra land. We are on shortwave platform as well, and the frequency remains 11,600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. Of course, as we have announced on several occasions, on the 20th of April 2016, we will be migrating to another frequency, and that frequency is 11,700 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. We will be migrating to another frequency from this particular one we are now to 11,700 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. This is an advance notice, and we are urging every IPB family member and friends of Biafra, and even enemies of Biafra, who are listening to Radio Biafra via a shortwave platform, to take note of this. We are on a satellite platform as well. As I've said, we are also on a technology called To Listen, and you need a mobile phone. You need also credit in your phone, dedicated one indeed. The platform is not free. You will be charged at the local rate, depending on your location. We have numbers you can dial and listen to Radio Biafra for Biafra Land. We have numbers for United States of America. We have numbers for United Kingdom. Depending on which platform you choose, this is how it is. It is not free. If you begin, or if you prefer, the call to listen technology. We are also on Radio Biafra app. We urge you to download Radio Biafra app on your mobile devices and make use of it. This is because it is also one of the veritable sources of timely information and news regarding Biafra Restoration Project. You can, from this app, access our websites. You can from this site access other websites that we are using, including newspapers and other blogs. This is a live broadcast welcoming you once again. The number to call when our lines are opened is +447405-964146, +447405-964146. We are also on Skype, and the Skype ID is Radio Biafra 6, Radio Biafra, all one word and number 6 in front of it. Once again, this is our platform. We'll be back in a minute.
Biafra for real. Take it or leave it. Nothing can change it. Because it is reading. Biafra is blessed. And Almighty God is always with us. So nothing can defeat us. Oh, oh, oh. Because God is always with us. So let me tell you, hey, oh, oh. The leaders of IPOB. The leaders of IPOB.
God is with you. God is with you.
The leaders of IPOB. Oh, 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 oh.
Freedom of Biafra. But I can see a victory ahead of us. So let's keep fighting. Let's keep shaking the whole world as we have done till now. Oh, no amount of intimidation can stop us. We will keep move ahead till we get our freedom. Freedom is what we need. Our destination is independence of Biafra. Oh, oh. Until we get our independence, we will continue to fight. Because we are victorious. I can see victory ahead of us. United people of Biafra. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 let's unite and move forward for our victory. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah.
Keep united and fight.
Let's keep united and fight.
I can see a victory ahead of us.
Cause united we stand, divided we fall. Biafra. Hey.
All the Biafrans in the Western world, we all must continue petitioning the United Nations. The G20 leaders, we must continue petitioning them. until they respond to us. We need nothing but Biafra. We don't need any negotiation. Ngede people, Idoma, and now people, Ibibio, Ijos, Ibos, and also Ogwanke. You all must wake up from your sleep. You can't sleep forever. This is a challenge that comes to you, and you must face your responsibility. We need nothing but Biafra, nor any other negotiation except Biafra freedom. Biafra or nothing.
This is still Radio Biafra live presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. As a matter of sending across information, updating our people on what the issues are at the moment, we are still not relenting on letting our people know about the intentions of Okezie Ibas of Abia State, who has, with every available information in all its ramifications, from all intent and purposes, has vowed that IPOB family members, Biafrans, cannot freely move around in Abia State. He masterminded the killing, the massacring in Aba, at Aba High School, where a cross-section of Biafran youths were killed, some of them wounded, some of them disappeared. Until date, he is still denying that something like that happened. He is also indeed preventing the IPOB members from burying our own. He killed us, he maimed us, and he's also preventing us from burying our own. This is a battle he is not going to win. This is an abomination and cannot be allowed to hold. We are, as a matter of fact, putting our people on notice. On the 12th of April 2016, there will be burial of one of our own. And we are urging our IPOB family members, wherever they are, especially in Biafraland and around Abia, to indeed join in giving our hero, our fallen hero, a befitting burial. The same will happen to all others who have fallen in the process of serving the country and humanity. They are people who give their lives in active service. And we will not relent. We will not forget them. Their memories live on. And the families they left behind, we stand shoulder to shoulder with. And IPOB family members around the world, in IPOB families around the world, they have found their lost one. Several of them. We stand in solidarity with all of them, and there is no going back. This is Radio Biafra live presentation, and God Almighty is in charge. We will read a number of news headlines and come back to this particular news update on Abia State. Buhari advises states to do background checks on foreign partners. And there is nothing that cannot come from the Zuko Nigeria. Buhari is advising states to do background checks on foreign partners. The question is it the foreign partners will do background checks on Nigerians or the other way around? There is nothing Buhari cannot come up with. Buhari is asking states to do background checks on foreign partners. Who should do? Is it not foreign partners should do background check on all of you? Because every potential businessman, every Nigerian is a potential crook. the international community, foreign companies should be the people or the entities doing background check on Nigerians to make sure that they are investing in the right place and in the right environment and that they are dealing with genuine people. Nigeria is ridiculous. Buhari cannot cease to amaze, can never cease to amaze everybody. Muhammad Buhari yesterday cautioned state governments and the private sector against engaging foreign partners without conducting proper background checks. Buhari gave the advice in a message at the opening of the Medin Kaduna Economic and Investment Summit organized by the Kaduna State Government. In Kaduna, the president, whose speech was delivered by Governor Nasir El-Rufai, his right-hand man, his partner in crime, noted that various state governments have been making efforts to show up the revenue base in view of the current economic problems. In the face of dwindling oil revenue, I am very pleased to note the efforts being made by state governments to diversify their internally generated revenue sources by opening up their economy for investors and providing a conducive enabling environment. More recently, these efforts have been demonstrated not with mere rhetoric or political statements, but with practical policies and well thought out legislation. The Kaduna Investment and Economic Summit is a pointer to one of these efforts. State governments and indeed the private sector should take care and make background checks before engaging with foreign partners. Do you think that this Kaduna Investment and Economic Summit is just there for nothing? This is part of the APC political agenda against our people. They remember in the conversation where Farouk Adamu was discussing with one other Kunle, I don't know whether it's the real name, but the conversation is real, the conversation is spirited one, it is authentic. They were saying that they are going to deal with Biafrans who are living in Lagos and another part of the zoo called Nigeria, and that they are going to learn their trades, they are going to incapacitate them, they are going to target their economic interests. And they have started with burning down markets where our people are indeed operating. And now they say that they are going to form North-South Economic Alliance. And that is what they are doing. They are indeed planning to make sure that they reduce funds, generate funds to finance or to help medium-scale industries. They are going to learn the trades that our people are learning and then start doing it in their own place. And by that time, they tell you to go and drink your oil. That is what Farouk Adamu said, and we shall see. Buhari is asking state governments to conduct background checks on their foreign partners. The issue is that the real situation on the ground is that nobody investing in Nigerian economic climate or atmosphere is safe. Therefore, it is only partners from abroad that can do that background check rather than Nigerians doing it, because every Nigerian is a potential criminal. It's as simple as that. We are saying this, it will be as if we are just throwing banters, but it is not true. We are telling the truth. Conduct your search, conduct your investigation, and you will understand what we are telling you. It is ridiculous for Buhari, with his imbecile approach to issues. Buhari does not know anything about the economy. Buhari does not know anything about the democracy that has produced him. He does not understand what rule of law is all about. He does not understand basic literacy and numeracy rudiments that will enable him to solve day-to-day and everyday task. It's very unfortunate. But he is here lecturing others on what to do. He is intellectually retarded. It's as simple as that. It is just a fool that we accept what Buhari is saying. Nigerians should be ashamed of themselves in this respect. Any Nigerian conducting background check on foreign partners should be laughed at. Foreign partners should take note that your investment in the Zuko Nigeria is at a very high risk. You may not get anything out of it because there is nothing functioning at the moment in the Zuko Nigeria. Nigeria is a failed state. Nigeria is being governed and ruled by rogue elements. As you can see, there are a number of revolutions coming up, including those of them who stole billions from the oil revenue and from the resources that came from Biafra land, and they invested it in other foreign fronts. And some of them invested in the Zuko Nigeria using civilian counterparts and fronts. Nigerians should be marked. Foreigners should be put at their lot more than ever before. Investment in Nigeria is at your own risk. The forces of demand and supply are no more working. The economy is not functioning. The economy is being meddled with. The economy is being tampered with by the rogue elements, by the cabals who are ruling the Zuko Nigeria. They monopolize all sectors of the economy. There is no competition. You cannot compete with them. They are the people who are the owners of the Zuko Nigeria. And therefore, investment in Nigerian economy at the moment is at their own risk. This is a stark warning to foreign partners who may be, or foreigners who may be thinking or contemplating partnering with Nigerians. You are at risk more than ever before with respect to your investment, and you must take note. Forget about the image laundering. Forget about the image laundering of Muhammad Buhari and his agents, and be careful on how you invest, on how you conduct yourself with respect to your business concerns in the Zuko Nigeria. There is nothing that is guaranteed. You may not get what you invested in the long run because you are dealing with potential looters, potential criminals who will not in the first place give a toss how you feel. Nigeria is more than ever before a danger to investment. It is an investment risk that must be escalated to the whole world. We can't execute Boko Haram convicts, according to the Attorney General of the Federation. Why we can't execute Boko Haram convicts? The Attorney General of the Federation, Madam Abubakar Malami, said yesterday that the convicted members of the Boko Haram sect in the country could not be executed because the laws under which they were tried did not prescribe that sentence. So, what is the law? People went about killing, maiming, destroying lives with impunity, and then, and even attacking government. Even, you know, it's ridiculous. They maim, they slaughter human beings. It is not as if they don't know what they are doing. And now, the Attorney General of the Federation, Malam Abubakar Malam, is telling you, look, that there is no justification for them to be killed, for them to be executed, because the law that tried them does not prescribe death sentence. Of course, I'm not clamoring for the death of anyone, but of course, who committed crime should be dealt with. Whoever that commits crime should face the law, if ever there is law. Let us see whether there is any law that he can mention that tried him. Malam Abubakar Malami, the Attorney General of the Federation, disclosed that at the launch of Amnesty's report on global death sentences and executions 2015 in Abuja yesterday, there is no law that prescribes death sentence for Boko Haram terrorists that killed human beings, that kept killing human beings like animals. The law that tried them does not prescribe death sentence. But The question is, what law did Nigerian police use in killing Biafrans? What kind of law? Under what legal operational base did the Nigerian police shot and killed Biafrans and even bury them in mass graves? Which law says that the Biafrans must be killed, that unarmed protesters must be killed? I think these people are up to something, and we have been telling you this. Boko Haram, who are well sponsored, Boko Haram terrorists, who are well sponsored, they are being supported by the Hausa Fulani brothers, including Buhari, and all these politicians are being protected. But unarmed, peaceful protesters in Biafra are being charged with terrorism, are being charged with treason, and being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, whereby Boko Haram terrorists that had killed people are being protected. That is the zoo called Nigeria for you. And that is why what we are doing is both legally and morally justified. It is time for us to go. It is time for the zoo called Nigeria to be dismembered, either peacefully or otherwise. Boko Haram terrorists are protected by the law, while Biafrans, unarmed protesters, are not protected by the law. They are criminals, according to Nigerian government establishment, the House of Fulanis, that must be hunted by all means and maimed. And the most shameful aspect of it, abominable aspect of it, is that the governors in Biafra land, from Anambra, Willie Obiano, to Imo State, which is Okorocha, to Abia, Okezi Ikpeazu, to Igwecha, Yesonwike, to Enugu, Ezeyi Omai, or whatever he calls himself, or Ebonyi, are all complicit in the massacring of Biafrans. They are supporting the killing of their own, while the House of Fulanis are protecting those who maim and kill and destroy and cause the greatest humanitarian crisis in the West African sub-region ever for several decades. They are protecting them. Those who cause the greatest humanitarian crisis in West African sub-region, in Sub-Saharan Africa, the greatest in history, are being protected. While Biafrans, who are clamoring for their own separate existence, and who are not armed, and who have not maimed or killed anybody, are being hunted like animals, are being killed by the Nigerian security apparatus. Of course, led by Buhari. We are putting everybody on notice, including those in Biafra who are supporting Buhari against our people, who are killing our people. Nemesis, we catch up with you. What goes up must come down, because nature abhors vacuum. Arrest of Jonathan's cousin, Azubola Vandit. Can't say the arrest of Jonathan's cousin Azubola is a vendetta against the ex-president. This, according to the lawyer, and accuses the federal government of owning Azubola's $4 million. More than 2 weeks after the managing director of Kakata Civil Engineering Company, Robert Azubola, and his executive director projects were arrested and detained by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, over $40 million pipeline job. Over a $40 million pipeline job, their lawyer, Godi Uchesan, has accused the commission of embarking on a vendetta mission against the former president, Goodluck Jonathan, which alleged that the commission was trying to shop for non-existent evidence against Jonathan by arresting and detaining Azubola just because he is seen as one of his closest confidants and relatives from Bayelsa State. My client is being prosecuted and punished by the EFCC because of his DNA as a relative of Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, said. What I am trying to, you know, what we are trying to do here is to tell our brothers in the Riverland area to brace up for the worst. Because if you allow Jonathan to be taken away, then you are done for. That is the end of you. You must understand the game these people are playing. Next thing is for them to mess with Jonathan. If you allow Jonathan to be messed with by Buhari and his House of Fulani brethren, then that is the end of you. You have every arsenal at your disposal. The oil wells are in your backyard. You must do something about it. Let everything collapse. Let everybody go back to agriculture. That is what you must have at the back of your mind. Resource control is not enough. You must fight for your freedom. And you must stand on the platform of Biafra to do that. Otherwise, you'll be crushed. Do not allow the House of Fulanis and Yorubas to continue to have a go at you. Let us work in solidarity. Let us work together and stand together and progress together. There is no other way of doing it other than via Biafra platform. It is only Biafra that will save us. There is no other way. There is no middle ground. It is either that we come together and I am be proud that we are Biafrans and then move together, or we all perish. If you like, call yourself South-South. Call yourself South-East. At the end, you'll be crushed. That is why every right-thinking human being should rally around the Biafra Restoration Project. That is the only savior. That is the only platform upon which we can stand and project and bequeath something for posterity and generations to come. If you allow Jonathan to be taken away, then that is the end of you. You must begin to brace up for the challenge ahead. Federal government bans ministers' orders from flying first class. The federal government of the Zuko Niger has banned ministers and permanent secretaries from flying first class while on official trips in a bid to cut government expenditure. This is just playing to the gallery. It's just playing to the gallery. Buhari is trying everything to look, present himself as a very special human being. He is not. He is a hypocrite. It doesn't matter. Buhari's foreign trips has not been economical from every available information. Why is he traveling every day, every week, every minute? He is on transit. Why can't he show example from that? Why can't he show example that others will follow? Others banned from using first class included chairman of federal government committees, as well as chairman and chief executives of parastatals and agencies, said first Akambi, spokesperson for the Minister of Finance Kemi Adeosun. In a statement, Akambi said such top officials will be expected to travel in business class or economy class as applicable. In the past, some government officials who should have been on business class usually traveled first class, while many others traveled business class instead of economy, he said. That is not the most important thing. The most important thing is that you have economic and political agenda for the people you claim to be governing, not chastising people. You have to provide something before you begin to discipline people. The economy is in shambles. You don't have any economic plan. You don't have any policy trust at all, both local and international. You don't have the clue of what the economy is all about. You don't have an idea of what democracy is all about. You don't even obey the law. You don't even understand what the rule of law is. You can't obey court orders. How then do you expect others to follow you? The people you are prosecuting are as innocent as anything compared to you. you are persecuting the so-called looters, but you are also a looter. And so what moral ground and legal justification do you have to prosecute, to jail people, even when the court says no? You say yes, you have to go ahead because you are Buhari, Muhammad Buhari, the clueless president ever in war history, the man who does not understand ABC of democracy, but he claims to be a democratic champion, the man who does not understand what human rights and rule of law is all about, but he is projecting himself as a human rights crusader and indeed lecturing others at his backyard. He is maiming, killing, destroying lives, and he thinks that he will have his way always. Buhari will continue to face disgrace until he leaves office. As simple as that. They are embarking on image laundering of the zoo called Nigeria, just like Obasanjo did on the Nigeria Heart of Africa project. There is nothing you can do to launder Nigeria's image because the world already knows. And more importantly, there is nobody called in Nigeria. Nobody is patriotic enough to defend the zoo called Nigeria. It's all about what can we get from this project. Nigerian project cannot work because right from the outset it is built on a frozen foundation. There is no commonwealth attached to it. It is non-existent. And so all those clamoring to be one Nigerians should show by example, by defending Nigeria, by defending their fatherland. So far, nobody can do that. Because in the first place, you are not telling yourself the truth. You do not believe in Nigerian project. And therefore, why are we deceiving ourselves? The only people that believe in Nigerian project are these rogue elements, the cabals, and those who are benefiting from them. It is very important for Biafrans to understand that the blood of innocent Biafrans have been shed just to keep Nigeria one. And it is time for a payback, because the souls of these million Biafran gallant heroes and heroines are crying for vengeance. And there is nothing anybody born of man or woman can do about it. Out of 11 senior officers promoted by police, only one is not a northerner. Let us see what this is talking about. This is according to Authentic News Delhi. The list of 11 police officers who were decorated by the Inspector General of Police on Wednesday is out. From the names, only one may not be a northerner. It also appears that 10 out of the 11 promoted are Muslims. Let's see the comparison. The Police Service Commission, on the recommendation of the Inspector General of Police, has approved the promotion of 11 senior police officers, one commissioner of police to assistant inspector general of police, and 10 deputy commissioner of police to commissioners of police with effect from 15th of May 2016. The names of those promoted are listed below. 1. AIG Mohammed Castena. 2. CP Aero Oga. 3. CP Yunana Babas. 4. CP Dan Malam Mohammed. 5. CP Muazu Zubairu Halulu. 6. CP Rabiu Yusuf. 7. CP Sanusi Malemo. 8. CP Ahmed Ilyasu. 8. CP Ahmed No. 9, CP Ishaku Mokhtar Garuku. 10, CP Muhammad Obakura. 11, CP Al-Hassan Mahmouda. The beneficiaries were decorated today, 6th April 2016, by the Inspector General of Police, IGP Solomon Arasi, assisted by the Deputy Inspector General of Police and other members of the force management team. It was witnessed by spouses and friends at the force headquarters, Abuja. The IGP congratulated and charged the officers to live up to the expectation as the force is stepping up effort to restore civil authority in the Northeast. Is this surprising to you? Of course it is not, because this is going to confirming all that Radio Biafra has been saying, all that the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, has been saying, and which has been corroborated by a number of individuals and groups from across the so-called Nigeria. The question is, if Nnamdi Kanu is saying the truth, why are you then holding him? History will judge us all. And we are nearing the limit point. All these so-called police commissioners or whatever they call themselves are all from the north, and that is the implementation of the northern agenda that Buhari has come to without any equivocation see to its logical conclusion. And you know what? You can do nothing. Nobody can say anything. The same thing is going to happen in the army. The same thing is going to happen in the navy, in the air force, and all around. There is nothing you can do about it. It's as simple as that. Who born you? Who are you? That is Buhari, and he is come to implement everything. Expose Nigerian public officers may be prosecuted. Lawyer hired by Nigeria to track Abacha's loot has 178 firms in tax havens. Nigerian public officers named in the Panama Papers leak could face prosecution if the Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice decides to press a case. This came as news emerged yesterday that a Swiss attorney, Enrico Monfrini, hired by the administration of former President Olusegun Obasanjo to track missing Abacha loot in Swiss banks, is himself operating over 170 companies in offshore tax havens. A massive leak of secret documents belonging to offshore shell companies has revealed the leak of more than 11 million secret documents from the Panama-based law firm Mossack Fonseca, according to an online news portal. The cable is causing ripples globally. Ethical and criminal questions are being asked about the stashing away of billions of dollars in tax havens. Sigmund David, Iceland's prime minister, has resigned over the leaks which exposed his offshore assets. Nigerians named so far, with more to come, Senate President Bukola Saraki, his predecessor David Mack, former Minister of Defense Theophilus Danjuma, and former Governor of Delta State James Ibori. Femi Falana said there is no protection for any Nigerian public officer, serving or retired, when it comes to offshore investments. It is not a crime to move your wealth to tax havens. We must be clear on that, he said. However, Nigerian public officers named in the leaked papers, we have a lot of explaining to do. Is it only these people? What about Ibrahim Badamosi Babangida? What about Obasanjo? What about T.Y. Danjuma? A lot of things are yet to come up, because these people, as we have been telling you, these are the rogue elements controlling the Zuko Nigeria. They don't give a damn. They have made investment for generations to from generation to generation, and they don't care. They don't give a toss whether you're existing. That is why every right-thinking human being should begin to ask questions. If you don't ask questions, then you will continue to be a slave forever. You need to challenge
governments and institutions that are serving you, because you have the legitimate right to do so. But unfortunately, Nigerians cannot do that. They cannot do that. They don't have that political will and moral grandstanding to do anything. General Theophilus Danjuma's offshore company's secret account has been exposed. Theophilus Danjuma, a retired army general and former defense minister, is one of Nigeria's richest personalities, courtesy of his ownership of one of Nigeria's most lucrative oil blocks and a money-spinning shipping firm. There are a lot of other people in this category. Theophilus Danjuma's one is just a tip of the iceberg. You will understand that if there is thorough investigation into all this, you will find out that all these people we have been calling on, the retired military generals, the retired military governors, their civilian counterparts, are all in all these dirty deals. Why are they then sending their wealth abroad? Because they know that these are looted funds. And we are telling you that this group of people are the people who are holding everybody to ransom. And nobody there asks questions. When Obasanjo came, he was jumping up, going after Abacha's loot, because Abacha is no more. He could not question Babangida. He could not even question himself. He could not question Abusami Abubakar. He could not question Tiwa Danjuma, because he knows that he will be stepping on very big toes. The same happened with Yaradua somehow before he died. Jonathan did not pursue anything in that regard, but was diplomatic about it. Now, Buhari has come and he has presented himself as the anti-corruption czar, anti-corruption crusader. But the question is, how can somebody who is as corrupt as those he's prosecuting championing corruption, championing war against corruption? That is practically impossible. That is the case with Muhammad Buhari. Theophilus Danjuma and his associates are those in his category, are the people who are actually controlling the so-called Nigeria's economy. They are the people tampering with the natural forces of demand and supply. In fact, these forces of demand and supply are non-existent anymore, because the market forces are not functioning again in Nigeria. These people invested in every aspect of the economy, in transport, transportation sector, they are there, in aviation sector, they are there, in oil and gas, they are there, in banking, they are there. Just name them. They are everywhere. And they are the people who have monopoly of importing goods for themselves. And every other person is banned. There is no competition. How then can the economy succeed? They are the people who are floating all sorts of companies, all sorts of legal entities. And they are employing people, civilian counterparts, their associates, and their family members and cronies to run these companies, to run these businesses. And they depended on the successes of the oil boom, the revenue that accrued from the oil. There is no hope for the common man, and if Nigerians still have brain in their heads, they must stand up now and begin to do something. The organized level has a very huge stake here. Members of the academy, when I mean both academic and non-academic staff union of the Nigerian universities and colleges of education and technology, students, the judiciary, they have a lot to do. ordinary people on the street. Buhari has not started. How can he give what he don't have? He does not appreciate what you are asking him to give to you. He doesn't even understand anything about it. How then can he give it to you? Buhari succeeded in the first his military regime to some extent because the oil was flowing and he has unfettered access to it. This time around, the projection that they made from that will come from the oil revenue is no more as it should be. And he has found himself in a different, strange environment, democratic platform, in which he cannot behave anyhow, even though he's manipulating everybody. But he can't have his way all the time. Now is the time for everybody to rise up. It is not only Biafrans. This is no more about case for Biafrans. It is about case for future generations of ordinary people in the Zulu Nigeria, and who are from different indigenous ethnic populations, lumped together against their wish, without their consent, in that abominable entity, in that enclave called Nigeria. You must stand up and go against all these people. Africa's richest man, Dangote, his brother, Dantata, linked to shell companies in tax havens. These are the things we have been saying, and people said they thought that we were just embarking on propaganda. We have been saying this for quite some time now. It will be as if we are just saying this. How many people, the names you are hearing here, the names you are hearing here are just not new to you. We have been telling you, pointing our fingers to them. Why are you, the ordinary man, not called? Of course, you can be called. We are waiting for Atiku Abubakar, Bola Tinubu, what's their name again? The Globacom man, the Adenugas, all these people, these are the people who are dealing with you day in, day out, minute by minute, second by second, and you are smiling. Nigeria is gone beyond repair. That is the unfortunate aspect of it. Because these people have now unparalleled stranglehold on what has held you together, if ever there is. And they can't let go. They are prepared to sink with the zoo called Nigeria. And they are investing outside. They are saving for the rainy day outside. Their investments, most of them are no more in the zoo called Nigeria. They are, winding up and saving whatever they have outside. Their families are no more there. They don't go to hospital for treatment in the zoo called Nigeria. They travel abroad and leave behind dilapidated structures. They made sure that the refineries are not working, that the local refineries belonging to the state are not working. In turn, they are floating their own, just like Dangote. How can refineries belonging to the zoo called Nigeria, non-functional, but that of a private individual is functional, and Nigerians or Nigerian government is about lifting oil from that refinery? Who is Dangote and what makes him tick? What drives him? He is backed by the state, and there's nothing he can do about it. People who have stake in Dangote's business are the retired military generals we have been calling about, the cabals we've been calling about. They front him. He has monopoly of importing everything, and all his opponents are silenced. It's as simple as that. There are some others like him, but that is such an unfortunate situation. It is only in the zoo corner there that kind of thing can happen. And you are seeing it, it is beholding you in your face, and you can do nothing. You are helpless. But there is hope. Think like Biafrans, and you can make progress. With a staggering $15.4 billion wealth, Nigeria's businessman and industrialist Aliko Dangote is on Forbes' rich list as the richest man in Africa. But does Mr. Dangote pay his fair share of tax in Nigeria, or is he hiding assets abroad? That remains unclear. Yet, that question has become even more relevant across the globe following discoveries of several secret shell companies linked to the businessman, his allies and relatives. According to internal data of the Panama-based offshore provider Mossack Fonseca, obtained by the German newspaper and shared by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists with Premium Times and over 100 other media partners in 82 countries, Mr. Dangote, his relative Sayu Dantata, as well as his business allies, have over the years used shell companies domiciled in controversial tax havens in their business transactions. The unprecedented year-long investigation involving 11.5 million secret documents, which stretched from 1977 to December 2015, exposed the hidden underground of the world economy, a network of banks, law firms and other middlemen that utilize shell companies, sometimes using them to hide illegal wealth. The 2.6 terabyte files involving 214,488 entities also reveal hundreds of details about how former gun runners, contractors and other members of the spy world use offshore companies for personal and private gain. The investigation unveiled the cloak of secrecy provided by Mossack Fonseca, a Panamanian law firm that specializes in creating offshore companies, some of which have been used by con men and women to hide Ponzi schemes, predatory lending scams, and other financial frauds from their victims and from the authorities. The Mossack Fonseca has, however, in a statement to International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, denied wrongdoing, saying as a registered agent it merely helps incorporate companies, and that before agreeing to work with a client in any way, it conducts a thorough due diligence process, one that in every case meets and quite often exceeds all relevant local rules, regulations and standards to which we and others are bound. These are long grammar. We are looking at Dangote's involvement here. Mr. Dangote is one of the most prominent clients of Mossack Fonseca, and in Panama alone, based on company registration addresses provided by shareholders, 13 shell companies registered by the firm are directly linked to persons and companies who in turn are linked to the billionaire and his allies. Mr. Dangote, alongside his half-brother, Sayu Dantata, the founder of MRS Holdings, a leading West African oil marketing firm which acquired Chevron Texaco's downstream assets in 2007, bought equal shares of 12,500 each from OVLSA, SA, a shell company registered in Seychelles, and on October 6, 2003. Seychelles is a well-known tax haven used by businessmen and politicians and celebrities to perpetuate shady business deals. On the same date, also a company they both own as at 2003, MRS Oil and Gas Co. Limited, bought 25,000 numbers of shares from OVLSA S. According to the documents, 3 years after they existed as shareholders of the company, the trio Dangote, Dantata and MRS Oil and Gas Company Limited ceased to be shareholders in the company. That was on April 12, 2006. But in an arrangement that seems curious, Mr. Dangote was issued a higher amount of shares, 250,000, on the same day he resigned. In the same manner, his brother, Mr. Dantata, was issued the same amount of 250,000 shares. That means the businessmen simply resold the shares back to themselves. Their company, MRS Oil and Gas, was issued 500,000 shares. After 3 years of holding the shares, they all ceased to be shareholders. Again, they resumed possession of the shares again as in the previous time. But this time, it seems Mr. Dangote sold his shares to Mr. Dantata and MRS Oil and Gas Company Limited. Mr. Dantata ceased to be shareholder permanently on July 6, 2009, and Mr. Dantata's amount of shares doubled to 500,000 shares while MRS Oil and Gas Co. Limited retained its 500,000 shares. Documents show Mr. Dantata never sold, transferred his shares, or ceased to be a shareholder till date. There are so many companies here named after Dantata, and these are curious. And there are so many relations and associates of Dantata mentioned here, and this is a very important information to buttress what we are saying. There are so many other members of this group. There are so many other group from the Zuko Nigeria, some other Nigerians who are involved in this, and these are the people who are holding the economy. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in charge. The number to call is +447 405 964 146 +447 405 964 146 We are also on Skype, and the Skype ID is Radio Biafra 6. Radio Biafra, all one word and number 6 in front of it. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one, and we are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge.
We will keep moving ahead till we get our freedom. Freedom is what we need. Our destination is independence of Biafra. Until we get.
Call on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, good
evening. Yeah, good evening, sir. This is Chishoke. I'm calling from Lagos, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless.
Yeah, I just want to talk to this our brother, that is our brother at this House of Assemblies here in Lagos, and he's from our Omoma local government today. His name is Great Wogu. I want to tell him something for him to deliver to other his fellow House of Assembly members. But I want to use our language to speak it, so to tell him what I want to say now.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, sir. So, Kelechi Wogu, Honorable Kelechi Wogu, good evening, sir. So, I just want to tell you what I'm concerning Nnamdi Kanu, our leader, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. I tell me what I'm going to do.
Not sure what happened, and that line is off. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation, and we are taking calls now. Our lines are open, and we are asking all eminent Biafrans to indeed air their views on issues affecting us as people and as a group. There is no going back. Number to call remains same. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, I'm hearing.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Okay, that is, I'm from Cross River State, from Abbey Local Government.
Right.
I just want to thank you so much for the work you are doing for us. And actually, we are very grateful, because what you are doing today is our future tomorrow of even our children. Therefore, we want to tell you that you should continue, because we are hearing, even most of us are still preaching in our villages, and to see that all dear friends, wherever they are, we are strong and formidable for anything at all. And in Nandikano, we believe that in Nandikano is going to be released. We are confident on that, because that is a prophet of God.
Definitely. So
there is no power that can hold him on this earth. So, my beloved brother, we are very grateful.
Thank you very much.
No matter what the Buhari is doing in this life, we are going to overcome it. All Cross River State, anywhere in Biafra land, we are supporting you, and we are behind you. The Lord will strengthen you. God bless you, sir.
Bless you too. Thank you very much, and keep on keeping up.
And I don't know whether you can give me a minute for me just to talk with my language.
Go ahead. Yes, are you there? It appears it's no more there. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. Welcome
hello?
To the program. Go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Can you turn the radio off and listen via your phone, please? Unbelievable. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program. Yes, go ahead.
Come from Cross River.
Thank you very much, go ahead.
Hello. I want to thank you for the good work that you have been doing. I pray that the people who carry my friend you to know for us. We are very, very behind you. We are strong behind you here in Igota. And we pray that people who carry them will continue stretching you and protect our direction on the camel and the family. I'm making you all very sure. We are strongly behind you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir.
Yes,
my name is Rose Jane. I'm calling from Iwasa, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, about this, this place to call the assessor, or Hanes in Dakro. They are very hopeless people. They don't know what they are doing. And the worst part of it is that I continue thinking is that if Biafra comes, are they going to still be living in this Biafra land? Are they going to run to desert?
Are you hearing me? Can you move away from the radio? Or you turn the radio down. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, sir.
Go ahead.
Sir.
Yes, go ahead.
All these things marvelous me so much. I'm from Akwa Ibom State.
Yes, go ahead.
Imo State. So, sir, I want to use my language to speak with them.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go to the Biafra. Thank you, sir, for you to allow me to speak it. God bless you, sir.
Bless you, too. Thank you very much, and keep on keeping on. Thank you.
May God.
Next caller, can you hear me? Yes, hello. There is noise. There is noise on the background. Are you in the marketplace?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Okay. My name is Chima.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to thank God for what God has done for us. First of all, giving us this movement. I say, God, who has done this? May his name alone be praised in Jesus' name.
You say?
Secondly, I want to thank God for our director Nancy, whom God has used as Moses of our time. To restore us back from the lost place, in the place where we have scattered. Say, God, who has done this for death, bring you and your family, and also the executive of the IPOP. Say, God, who has done all this, may his name alone be praised, in Jesus' name.
Amen. You say, thank you very much.
And again, I want to stop concerning the things that is going on in the water here. As you can see, fuel, the cost of fuel is high, and the transportation.
That is Buhari.
Transportation fare is times two of what we have been paying before. And if you ask the drivers, they will be telling you that there is no fuel. Now, a liter of fuel is sold for 2 kg. 200. So these are all the things that we have been suffering here. So we really need the kingdom of God here on earth to come so that we will experience victory upon this land. Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? The caller from Morocco, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Mr. Mefo.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is Shino, so calling from Tangier, Morocco.
Thank you, go ahead.
Okay, I want to, it's not that I want to draw us back, but I want to hit on something. I've been trying to call this line for the past 3 days, but not been able to get it. So I was trying to reach to get to the point of MTN trying to sabotage the people of Biafra. I want to make one thing clear. You know, some people have been calling. Nigeria is not one, and the Nigeria can never be one. Why I'm saying this is because in Sokoto, like the MTN line I'm using in Nigeria, I bought it in Sokoto. Do you know what MTN did? They sent me a message and they asked me, where did you get your line? And I wrote them back, Sokoto. So, do you know that ever since then, up to date, the reply is, say, okay. Since then, up to date, my wife has registered her number up to 4 times, but I never registered my line for 1 day. The only reason why I did not register my line again is because
you are from
I bought it from the north. The registration of this line is only for the eastern region.
Yes,
they only asked me, where did you get your line? I said, Sokoto, and that is all. They are blocking people's line, they are sending them messages. You go, my father, I'm registered up to 5 times, my wife, the same thing, everybody. People, Nigeria. Do you know that if you are traveling from east to Sokoto, before you will enter Sokoto, after Kebbi, before you enter Sokoto state, you will see where immigration people, the young motor, the young luxurious will park, everybody, people can call and testify, those people that normally travel to Sokoto. Young motor will park, immigration will bring everybody down, you have to come and explain yourself. If you are not living in Sokoto, if you are coming to buy something in Sokoto, if you are not living in Sokoto, and if you tell them where exactly you reside in Sokoto, or you invite somebody that knows you in Sokoto, they will extract money from you. Before you know it, you will spend up to 3,000 naira from you. And Nigeria, are you telling me Sokoto is not boundary between Nigeria and Niger? From that Sokoto main town, you will cross about 3 or 4 local governments. You get to Ilela, where is the boundary between Nigeria and Niger. These people will be there. And all of them are Yoruba and the Hausas. If you come there, you speak Yoruba, they will put you outside, they will say go. Hausa will go. Even Niger people, they don't bother. But once you are from Benin, their target is Igbo and Benin because they know we are only people that travel. You must spend money. So people saying Nigeria is one is a lie. Nigeria is never one. They know it. And Nigeria can never be one. Nigeria can never be one. So what am I saying? I want to clear our people. Nigeria, although we need to tread with caution. But for Nigeria government to be able to monitor the line of Nigerians, they don't have the capacity. The Nigeria is not that. They're not even the next 100 years. They cannot monitor line. There is no light. They cannot monitor line. So that is all I can contribute for now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
May God help us. We will get the answer. May God help us.
Thank you. You say, your next call on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Next call, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, good evening, you can have fun.
Good evening.
Am I speaking live? Okay.
Go ahead, it's a live broadcast.
Thank you very much. My name is Michael, calling from Onitsha. I want to contribute something for these MTN people.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to tell them that at any time we got our Biafra, they have no place in our land. They have no place in their land. That is what I want to tell them. To the whole world, to hear us. Thank you very much, sir. May God bless you. And bless Ethiopia around the world.
Thank you. God bless you too. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are. Next caller, your name and where you are. Unbelievable. Next caller, can you hear me? next caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. You are not talking. The next caller can hear me.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Good
hello?
Evening. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Next caller can hear me.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey. Hello.
The hello? Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
I can't believe this. Next caller, can you hear me? Mazubija, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hold on 1 minute. You know?
Yeah, I can hear you very well. Do you hear me?
Yes, welcome to the program.
Oh, God bless you, Uche. God bless you.
Bless you too.
We are a blessing to Biafra.
Welcome to the program.
I have an announcement to make.
Go ahead.
About tomorrow, all hail Biafra. There will be Biafra. A debate, not a meeting, a debate on the 8th of April 2016, which is tomorrow. The theme of the debate is, is Biafra dead or alive? And the place where we're going to have the debate is SOAS, which is Studies of Oriental and African Studies.
No, do you mean School of Africa and Oriental Studies?
Yeah, yes.
School of Africa and Oriental Studies.
Yes, yes, it's true, yeah. Then the place where we're having the debate should be University of London. And the postcode, if you are going with your car, because from 6 o'clock, congestion is finished. If you are going with your car, the postcode is WC1H0XG. And the address is number 10, Turnaf Street. Nearest train station, if you are going with train station, is Russell Square. Underground station, if you want to take it. And if by any means you are making a mistake, you don't know what to do, they have a phone number to the university, the reception. The number is 0207-637-2388. But I advise you not to call much of the phone because they may be angry listening to the people coming to the meeting. But I gave up the number in case if there's any way you are missing that you cannot get through. The time is 7 o'clock till 9 p.m. Fellow Biafrans, be there to prove to the whole world that Biafra is more alive than any other African countries. You know, this is this term is something a little bit stupid some to say. Why? Because how can somebody ask, is Biafra dead or alive? They don't know about Biafra what? Biafra has been alive more than any other African country. And Biafra will be more than Japan when Biafra sits up. So there's no need for this type of debate. However, our boys and girls, ladies, we want to see all of you there tomorrow. prove yourself. Tell them that the Biafra is totally alive. God will bless you if you come there. God will bless you abundantly.
Yes.
And another thing.
Go ahead. When you finish.
Yeah, another thing. When you were reading out the news that came out from the zoo, you might mention that Buhari was successful in 1984. Buhari wasn't successful. Buhari wasn't doing anything then. It was the Diabo that made, like, as if to say, their government. Diabo, Buhari has been an illiterate and a delinquent since he was born. Can you believe that Buhari cannot even remember things that has happened?
What I said, let me just say, what I said, he succeeded because oil was flowing. All
yeah,
he
but
knows.
He succeeded
in sharing the money and had
okay,
a smooth
that's
flow.
Good.
That's what I'm saying here. One discipline is about how to share. You see the projection they made before he was sworn in, the money that will come from the crude oil. Unfortunately, the global economic oil crisis has disappointed them. That is why he is now traveling from place to place, apart from the medical trip that he's going for.
Okay. You know, Buhari went to America for to set up Nigeria in 2030, I think. They will be maybe world power. They will produce atomic energy, atomic bomb, whatever he's producing. Is that man not shameful? He's a shame. He must be ashamed of himself. Why? Because Nigeria, as a useless contract as it is, who can tell me the last time Nigeria has an aircraft that is Nigerian? Are they not reasoning? Why not they have, do first and first? Why are they messing up themselves? Why are they talking nonsense? Why can't they accept what they cannot afford to do? Who will do that atomic energy, atomic bomb? Who? If not the Biafrans. If Biafrans go, come and see what will happen to what we have. If they're just trying to show anything that they're brave, let them leave Biafra to go. Tomorrow we will see what will happen to them. Their place, the so-called Nigeria, if it is Nigeria still, Somalia will be better than them. Already now, Director Nnamdi has been saying that Somalia will be a picnic compared with Nigeria. What's happening in Nigeria now? The word of a prophet must always come to pass. Director Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, the Asamba one of Biafra, Asamba one of Biafra, because he has no fear for anybody. He has no fear for anybody. Said it, and everything is coming to pass. Even it didn't take up 2 months, it's coming to pass. Buhari is a delinquent. Why? Because Buhari cannot even know the cause of war. And he was a military then. He said the Igbos are the cause of the war. Is he not mad to say that? They pursued the Igbos, Biafrans, to a hole where they cannot do anything that they really react. How is he talking like a child? These people that is advising that useless man, why can't they tell him the right thing to say? Why is he messing himself up everywhere in the whole world? The only president who presides his country inside the aircraft on the air, and the people, his subjects are on the air. He governs them on the air. What a shame. What a shame. I believe
shame.
That man never thinks. He never thinks at all. I have to leave the line for other people, but I pray for our director Nnamdi Kanu. I know it cannot take much time now. That man is coming out. There's nothing that can hold him.
Yes.
These people are just talking nonsense,
definitely.
Wasting time.
Definitely, there is nothing anybody born of man or flesh can do about
it. He's coming out today, tomorrow. Nnamdi is coming out. Asamba 1 is coming out. God will bless him. God will bless his generation. God will bless his family and his children. His children will be more wise than himself. His children will govern Britain. They will be the prime minister of Britain, those children. I pray this man is coming out by the grace of God. He will be coming out. We are missing him so much. Let him come out. Let him come out. If he comes out today, Biafra is tomorrow. I'm telling you this. Uchemefo, God bless you and bless your family. Uchemefo, you may not know what you are doing for Biafrans, but I'm telling you, God will always bless you.
Bless
your family
you
will never
much.
Lack. Your wife, who leaves you always to come and do Biafra, she will be as Esther in the Bible.
You are kind. Thank you very much.
She will never lack. The children that comes out of your line will never lack.
You say. Thank you.
Brain-wise, remember, you are not an engineer, but you see what you are doing. Your children will build aircraft. I'm
Thank
telling you.
You
this.
Thank you
don't,
very much.
Don't doubt it.
I'm flattered, you know. And
I'm telling you.
Nothing is impossible.
God bless you, Uche. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless Biafra. God bless the people who believe in Biafra. God bless all of you. Even if you are Yoruba person, and you know that what they are doing to Biafra is wrong, God will bless you. Talk to them. Let them live what is not their own. Let them leave it alone. We are tired of being one nonsense. We are one Biafra and one nonsense. No more. We are no more from zoo. We are no more for zoo. We are free from the bondage of zoo. I thank you all.
Thank you.
Please, brothers, try to be there tomorrow. God bless all of you. God bless Biafra. Thank you, Uche. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God
Bye-bye.
Bless you too. Thank you.
Bye, dear. Bye.
Next caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, sir.
Yep. Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah. The next one, I don't know my wife had that time before. So, I'm not sure whether now, talk to all of your followers and assembly members. We talk to all these parts of the representatives. And they should do something, when they're something, they release the land, because the land, they can't even go now,
Bless you too. Thank you very much.
After now, I would like to hear from Barista Hernandez. I think you have to go in so that you also speak to the people. Thank you, sir. And God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And no doubt, Barista might be listening. And of course, the message is direct. The next call on the phone, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me? Unbelievable. Next caller, can you hear me? Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Hello, sir.
Hello. I am listening. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. Am I on to Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra live broadcast.
Okay.
The world is listening. Go ahead.
My name is Onyema Olide. I'm coming from Iguacha.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm from Delta State. I want to first of all appeal to our people's conscience. First of all, I want to talk to our brothers who are not responding to this call at this point in time. There are a lot of us who are Biafrans, but you are pretending as if the message of our director Nnamdi Kanu is not going to us. First of all, I want to make everybody to understand that it's either you stand up and be counted or the enemy will identify you at the right time. Number one, some of us here we have Jeep, we built new houses, we have our children abroad, and somehow this quest for the restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra does not have anything to do with them. I want to let everybody know that they are wrong, those who have that mindset. Once again, I say, every Biafran, wherever you are, it is time for all of us to stand up and be counted. Number one, I am from Agbo in Delta State. These people change our name, and they make us look as if we are different people. They come to my village, they say we are Buji Buji Agbo. Buji Buji is an English name. What is it mean in my dialect?
Don't make me laugh. Go ahead, please.
Boogie Boogie means
disciple.
Boogie Boogie, which means a dangerous forest where criminal hide. Today, my town people are jumping out that they are from a dangerous forest where criminal hide. They are family because Agbo means family. And Boogie Boogie means dangerous forest where criminal hide. Invariably, I am from a family that lives in a dangerous forest as prescribed or as the white man wishes to call us. But my real community where I come from is Ute Uwere. And you know, my people will foolishly say they are not Igbo. Anyway, we are Hausa. May God help all of us in Jehoshua's name. Now, every one of us, I want our people to begin to ask themselves questions this night. In the whole of the Yoruba state, is there any state with English name? The answer is no. In the whole of the northern state, is there any state that has English name attached to it? The answer is no. I want our people to wake up once and for all. Let us get Biafra and go home. You come to our region. I am from Delta State. What is the meaning of Delta State? And the other man is from Cross River State. The other man is from River State. And all of us does not even know our left from our right. It's unfortunately that our people cannot read the handwriting on the wall. The Hausa has placed a physical handcuff in our hand by the way they manipulate the government with the aid of the British government. The Yoruba has placed a spiritual handcuff in our hands. Tell us we are Christian. They are busy going to every of our villages, every nook and cranny of Biafran land in the name of evangelizing us. Every village, Misiri, Kumuyi, Adeboye, Oyedepo, Odukoya, all the men of God in Nigeria, they are all Yoruba. But let them know that 90% of the Yoruba are Muslim. Who is deceiving who? They come to our villages and destroy what they call shrine. But they die with the Uni officer and they bury their dead king with people's heads in the name of religion. And it's amazing that our people are flocking all around them. And you know, when you see that, don't judge. Bible say don't judge, but actually for those who say so, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 5 says it is our duty to judge those who say they are Christians, because this is the only place you can remove the evil one from among us. Now these people put spiritual handcuff in our hands. They gather against us, and our brothers and sisters are busy following them. The clock is ticking. These people, like the director has said, are gradually triangulating us. They are covering, they are closing on us. But I'm confident of one thing. Their plan will come to nothing. I speak to every one of them. Obasanjo, every atrocity they have committed is standing and they will be judged. Once again, I call on our people, wherever you are, it is time for you to stand up and be counted. My brothers in IPOB, you think nothing is happening. Some of you are pulling back. Some of you feel like going back to sleep. Let me tell you, you will be surprised on that very day. Because something is happening outside something happening. The world are hearing our voice. We are crying on daily basis. We are being destroyed. Economically, we are being destroyed. In every way, they are turning us against ourselves. They are doing to us what they cannot do to themselves. And we think it's well. I thank God for the new officers that were decorated today. Is there any one of us among them? Could oil itself for less higher than what it is today during good lockdown, but we bought fuel lesser. Today, crude oil price has dropped drastically and we're buying fuel higher. And I thank God for my APC brothers who are jumping up and down, change. When Buhari was calling change, because they don't understand what he was saying, he thought he was saying change, not knowing that it's change. And all of the people who want change, they will see change in Yahushua's name. I want to make our director to know that wherever he is, he has finished the job. He has finished the job. He has made a lot of people to arise who never know the truth. Our people don't know anything even about Biafra. And I want to appeal, let the issue of what Biafra is be constantly explained to our people through this medium. And Director Imam Israel, I say may God bless you and continue to strengthen you. And you trust me, every principal officer who are working assiduously for the restoration of Biafra, I see after 10,000 years, he will still be speaking about it. Because Biafra is not dead. Biafra can never die. Before the emergence of Radio Biafra, I knew that Biafra, there is something wrong with this country that is called Nigeria. Number one, this is a country where we rejoice over illness, bad thing that happened to our people. When something happened to Igbo people, Yoruba will go one corner and begin to rejoice. Hausa will go to mosque and give thanksgiving. And you know, they say we are one Nigeria. I can never forget my first employment as a human being in this planet Earth. I was employed in Nigerian Port Authority. He called me for interview. I was interviewed. This is around 1994. And at the end of the day, I got the job. They say resume on Monday. When I got there, another person was on my desk. And I told the woman in charge, I can never forget her name, Mrs. Benga. And he said to me, the other lady said, this is the man that is supposed to be there. He said, which man? Am I that Baba alone, Jari, or my body, you lowly group will lose? That is how I lost the job. Now it's not as if I did not qualify, but now I am Moibo Olori Buruku Ilosh. I am not there. So once again, I call to the conscience of our people. The earlier we begin to come back home, the earlier we begin to regroup, the earlier we identify with the IPOB family, the earlier we begin to re-strategize and know how we can stand these people, the better for us. Those of you who live in Igbocha area, I want you to check every corner, nook and cranny of where you live. You see outside people crawling in like ants. Midnight, every between 12 and 2 o'clock, they use Dangote trailer to bring them into this country. They give them military ID cards. They are everywhere. They are monitoring us. But I know they monitor us to know our fear. What they don't understand is that we are not afraid. Me personally, I am not afraid. I am begging God on daily basis. Let it not go to the level of violence, because people will understand what they have not understood. Let me remind people once again. Anemi, a 27-year-old boy, ensured that in about 2 years, no military or police person could put on their uniform in that contraption called Nigeria. Just Anemi, a boy whose brother was killed innocently and tagged a criminal. If he can give them that nightmare, I wonder what they will see when it's time. But let God help everybody so that our eyes will be open every one of us will go peacefully. Then later we will talk about what they are doing to us. They kidnap our sisters after the war. Let me digress a little bit to what happened between 57 and 1970. Buhari was in charge of Imo State. Buhari was in charge of Imo State. Obasanjo was in charge of Delta State, where the Ahaba people said that they are not part of Biafra. He gave order that they should kill anybody that is a man. And everybody in Ahaba was shot dead. And today, Obasanjo is jumping up and down and tossing, saying that Biafra is dead. He kidnapped our women, Marian Abacha, Obasanjo married from Delta, Babangida married from Delta. All of them, all the girls they kidnapped in the name of war. Later became their wife. Anyway, let them do what they can. God will finalize at the end of the day. Thank you, my director. Let me stand up for that people to talk.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, hello, good evening. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Hello, my deputy director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
My name is Amara Chukwu Onyeka Chukwu. I'm calling from Igbo Chapter Court, the Afterland.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
What I want to contribute is that Buhari should bear it in mind that 1950s is not 20th century. You should bear it in mind because this time the women have come out for him.
Yes.
And when we start, he cannot stop us. You should
yes.
bear it in mind that strength goes up, it comes down, it doesn't go up.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The message is very succinct and direct. Thank you very much. And God bless. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not listening. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not
hello?
Talking. Yes, hello. Good evening. Welcome to
hello?
The program.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Pastor Gustin. I'm calling from Ihiala.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I want to comment on the appointment of Buhari, the police officer, as he said today. All our governor, Awusa, Alhaji Mbaka, and Alhaji Obi say, I don't know whether they are aware of all this is happening. I want you to know that everything they are doing against they are doing it on their own children. And the very, very small time, they all of them we have his audience. So, because the Bible says, whatsoever a man so that shall he reap. I want
yes.
to tell look at the state, Ibazo, they have been hindering. I had a decision that the burial of our brother he killed, he will not allow to bury. I'm sorry for him because you never know what he's doing. So, I want to encourage you, sir, go on. The Lord is with you. As I want to pray for our director, that God, the Almighty God, who is up to today, will continue to sustain him. No plan of the devil will come to pass in his life.
Is he?
So, I want to say something our people here, the children are testing people here and there. Everywhere is full of our after people. Everywhere. And yet our governors are not saying anything. Yesterday I was discussing with somebody a lady. We are discussing about what is happening in Nigeria. I asked after Mbaka speak against good luck, have Mbaka come out to speak here about what is happening now, or he's now deaf and dumb. So all those things that is happening, I believe that the hand of God is inside. So let every Biafran keep praying. I believe that very, very short time.
Yes.
God will give us our independence. and you say, in Jesus' name.
Amen. You say, thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. And this caller, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me? They will pick and they will not talk. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not talking. We move forward. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. Hello.
Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you turn the radio off or move away from it? Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program. Good evening. Welcome to the program. Can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Hello. Welcome. And go ahead, please.
Hello? Hello, Jennifer.
I can hear you.
Hello?
Next caller, can you hear me? Unbelievable. Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Good evening.
Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Okay. My name is Silva. I'm calling from Igocha.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. There is one article that I circulated during that December period that says the demand of the Boko Haram. And what we listen to the discussion between that Elijah and that Yoruba guy. The same that from Senate down that they are Boko Haram. That's the same thing. All these Boko Haram, they have been killing and killing. Nobody has seen their corpse. Just to tell you that all of them are Boko Haram, they know what they are doing. It's only our leaders from this side, they don't know what they are doing. They are killing people that are protesting without arms. None of them have said anything. All the idea is to condemn and condemn and condemn people that are protesting without arms. Well, this movement, God has ordained it, and we will win at the end. So I have a song I want to sing.
Go ahead.
We are moving forward, no going back. We are moving forward, no going back. We are moving forward. We are moving forward. All we are seeing is freedom for their friends. No retreat, no surrender. I say no retreat, we will never surrender. We are moving forward. We are moving forward. All we are asking is freedom for their friends. Satisfaction.
Is it?
Buhari Jaranu let on working up for me. On working up for me.
Oh God. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not listening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
No, call on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you for your effort. I want to appreciate your tenacity. I want to appreciate the good job you've been doing since the incarceration of our able leader Nnamdi Kanu.
Thank you. We are together in this. Thank you very much.
Yes. The reality of the matter is that I will first of all introduce myself. My name is Ikem Patrick Dike. I'm from Anioma in the present Delta State. I never had any interest in Biafra. In fact, as a child, I was told the story of Biafra. My mother used to tell me about how they ran from the Nigerian soldiers, how my father, used to leave very early in the morning, hide in the bush and come back late in the night to avoid being recruited in the army from each side, because it was a struggle for, majority at the time.
Yes.
I grew up, as I was growing up, at the age of 15, I knew I was born in the wrong place. As a child, I knew already I was born in the wrong place. From that moment on, I knew I needed to find my destiny elsewhere. When I left secondary school, I lived in Port Harcourt briefly, moved to Lagos, and from there, I was able to transit and left Nigeria back in 2004. And I've never had the urge of going back to the zoo because there is nothing I'm missing there. But the problem I've had over the years is being able to find an identity for myself. Unfortunately, yes. A lot of people from my region believe that they are not Igbos, even when their names sound similar. Even when their names are Igbos, even when we have Mmanwu Nwoko Olobo as our, usual Christmas, whatever jamboree we used to do, which is similar to the culture, but unfortunately, from personal analysis, I came to realize that the loss of the Biafran war by Biafrans have kind of demoralized people, have given people the impression that they cannot identify with a failed struggle in the past. That's what my personal analysis. A lot of people just could not comprehend being part of a failed struggle, So most of my people from the Anioma, Aniocha, felt they just cannot be part of this, but unfortunately, most of our people fought on the Biafran side, which we all know very well. We paid heavily because the Nigerian troops came from the Benin area. The defeat came from the defeat started from our own section and proceeded towards Ogwashukwu, Ibuzo, Asaba, where massacre took place and went on to Onitsha and so on. But when I started listening to Mazi Nnamdi Kanu earlier on, I didn't take him seriously, as a matter of fact, because we've had a lot of experiences of people coming to, brandish Biafra struggle for personal gains. And I never took him seriously. Once in a while, I see his speeches and listen on YouTube, and I didn't. I just saw it as one of those guys who are trying to, you know, take advantage of the situation until the guy got arrested. His arrest brought my attention to the reality of the fact that for this guy to have been arrested, then there must be something behind it. You know, because as you know, you know, before somebody is being arrested for a reason, there must have been something. I started making my research. I started, you know, putting my ears and eyes on the ground, and I discovered that if he were to be a fake guy, he wouldn't have been arrested. Are you there with me? Mazi, are you with me?
Yes, Mazi, of course. Che? Go ahead. Go ahead.
If Nnamdi Kanu were to be the false prophet that a lot of people portray him to be, I don't see Nigerian government, the Zoo government, arresting him. I don't think they will even put interest in him.
Of course.
But being the fact that they've been able to identify that this guy is a material and a tool, they went after him. That is number one point that our people need to understand, because as you know, Oyeze anaha anaha maloyeze na nanna ya. We the Biafrans do not know who we have. We the Biafrans do not know who we have as a brother, as a leader. The reality is this: we don't know. But the Hausa, Fulanese, and the Yorubas knows what this guy is made up of. They know who this guy is indeed, that this guy is real. They know that this guy is authentic. They know that this guy has what it takes to prove them wrong. And one thing people need to understand is that Nigeria, the Zoo, does not want to be proved wrong. And that is the reason they are fighting to keep the Zoo going, because it will be a very shameful thing for the likes of Obasanjo and the Buharis and the Gowons to lose the contraption of Nigeria that they have fought for, that they have invested so much energy, time to put together to make sure that it continues to flourish in their interest. It will be a very, not just losing the material things that they are gaining, but the ego, the pride, you know, that, you know, that their normal whatever, you know, the feelings that with unity of the Zoo, that they have influence in Africa. And at the end of the day, you find out that the interest and the influence the Zoo has in Africa is just the influence based on the materials and the resources that comes from this particular region that is being deprived of their right to exist. The Biafra land, everything comes from there. The so-called mineral resources in the north have not been harnessed, according to what they say, which we are not even sure, because we don't believe in what we are told these days. Somebody like the other day, the Rufai came out and said that the gold in one local government in Kaduna is more than the gold in the whole of South Africa. And I couldn't even laugh, because the laugh hooked me below my abdomen. I could not laugh. You know, if you have all these resources, how then do you think an Hausa, Fulani with so much resources would want the unity of Nigeria? It's not possible. If the Hausa, Fulanis, as they claim, have oil in their land, they have gold and diamond and copper and whatever, I don't think they would be interested in one Nigeria. As a matter of fact, because I remember the Battle Ojukwu fought was based on ethnic and religious lines. While the Northerners were able to convince the world that the Biafra war was based on economic line. So, at the end of the day, you find out that if the Northerners, like they claim, have this kind of resources, the gold and the diamond and whatever they say they have, I don't think they would be interested in keeping the Zoo one. They would even be the one to suggest that it's time for everybody to find his way. But the truth is, these guys has nothing. These guys has nothing. But one funny thing the world, you know, failed to understand is that, you know, today the natural resources doesn't even matter anymore. The natural resources does no longer matter because the human resources is far, far, far more valuable today than the natural resources. The ability of the mind to create and make things work is supersedes the power of petrol, because very soon the oil is going to be phased out as a result of human ability to create other means of powering the energy and, you know, the vehicles and the equipment and, you know. So very soon the oil that they are crying for, the price is low at the moment and they are crying, definitely with time is going to be phased out. So the issue of capitalizing on oil resources, gold, diamond and things like that, in fact, is a very big mistake for anybody to make, because today in the world we live in, gold and diamond no longer has the kind of value people think it has. The value we have as Biafrans are our own personal abilities to create, our creativity values, our ability to make things happen even in the desert. That is what makes Biafrans who they are. If it were to be the oil and the gas and the things like that, I mean, without that, Biafra land would have even been more developed. The oil and gas and petrol and whatever you call it is automatically a cause because it's been made to be like that. You know, but let me come back to my people, the Anioma people. The Anioma people who says that they are not Biafrans. I want to address you tonight. I meet a lot of my brothers, Anioma people, the Aniochas. Who say they are not Biafrans. I want to address you tonight. It's very, very important you listen to me. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. The Hausas and the Yorubas are not your brothers. I prefer to have an Igbo brother, because I'm an Igbo man myself. I speak Igbo. The Anioma people speak Igbo. This is our culture. I prefer to have them as my brothers than to have an Hausa Fulani who is as a brother. The Hausa Fulani will kill you with the knife. The Yoruba man will betray you. I prefer to identify myself with my people. I have had a lot of people say that, yes, like the present governor of Delta State from Abo, precisely, he said that in one of his communications that Biafra was, that Abo and Anioma and the car was part of Biafra, but today that they have rejoined Nigeria. It is not possible. You cannot rejoin Nigeria because Biafra have existed before Nigeria. You cannot cut yourself out from your origin. Presently, as I speak to you, the king of my village, the Obi of Ubuluku, was murdered by the Hausa Fulanis. Till this moment, we haven't even gotten any news of the investigation they said they are making. We haven't had, so far, they've gone with whatever, you know. That is to tell you the extent of the impunity of these people, the Hausa Fulanis, coming from the north to dominate a land that doesn't belong to them. Today, I was reading on the news that the Olu of Ibadan have decided to put Ezendi Igbos in the Yoruba land under the Baale, so that whatever ordinance they take must come from the Baale in the Yoruba land, that the Ezendi Igbos in those localities must come under their whatever command.
That is what suit them. Where have you seen an emir in Igbo land or in Biafra land? You have association of Ndi Eze Ndi Igbo from faraway Boland to Yoruba land and other parts of the north. It is very good for them.
So what am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that if the so-called Ezendibos can be put under the ballast, why is it that the Hausa Fulanis are now above the law of the land in Biafra? Why are they above why are these people brandishing civilian so-called brandishing AK-47s? Because these people started with a jackknife. I remember those days, they used to carry dagger all over the place and nobody challenged them. They walked the street free with jackknives and daggers all over their body in the name of protecting their cows. Nobody challenged them. Today, they have elevated themselves to Kalashnikov level. And nobody is challenging them. You see, the problem I have is not just Nigeria as an entity. I don't have any problem with Nigeria as an entity. My problem personally, because it is a personal problem, is that Nigeria have failed me. As a young man, Nigeria have failed me. Nigeria have destroyed a lot of dreams. The zoo have destroyed a lot of dreams. Dreams have been wasted. Lives, innocent, useful lives that would have been harnessed, have been wasted. You know, so at the end of the day, the question people should be asking themselves is, if since 1999, let's put aside the military regime and the dictatorship era, if since 1999, from the day Obasanjo took office to this moment, Nigeria have not been able to find a roadmap, the zoo have not been able to find a foot, when is it going to happen? If at this point in time, the so-called Nigeria, the giant of Africa, cannot even produce electricity for itself, when is it going to happen? The last time I saw the Malam Buhari in America negotiating for nuclear warheads, he said he went for a nuclear whatever power, whatever energy, and I could not imagine a country who cannot even produce simple, they can't even manage Kanji Dam. A country that cannot even manage a dam to generate electricity effectively. They can't even manage Kanji Dam to generate power. You cannot even manage a refinery where you have young little kids having refineries in Ijoland in their backyard producing oil and supplying. We have individuals, young people with high level of creativity producing petrol in Ijoland, as I speak to you, in their own backyard, refined. And the whole nation cannot even have a single functionable refinery. Is it not enough for people to really understand that the name that is been given to this nation, the zoo, is real? That this is a zoo. I don't know if people have read the George Orwell book of The Animal Farm and how he described the activities in Animal Farm. That is what is happening in the zoo presently. Where the pigs, whoever comes to power, recruit his own brothers to join him to dominate. That is what is happening. That the exact the practical literature of George Orwell, the Animal Farm. Today, the Igbos does not even have a place in the zoo. They call their homes. Some of them say they are Nigerians, some of our Biafran brothers. The president is from the north. The vice president is from the west. The senior president is from the west. The assistant is from the north. Is it not enough for you to know that it's time to go home? Is it not enough for you to know that you don't have a place in such a society? Is it not enough for you to know that you need to coordinate yourself and come back home and reason? Unfortunately, the major problem we have in Biafra land are the so-called leaders, the political leaders of the moment, like the likes of Rocha, Sokorocha, the governors of the Delta rivers, and who have decided to work for the zoo. I don't blame them because they are benefiting at the moment from it. But the most unfortunate thing that can happen to anybody is your inability to see the future. The worst thing that can happen to this man is their inability to see tomorrow. That is why I'm telling everybody who can hear my voice to sit
back. I'm not sure what's happening. Can
see what tomorrow can be.
Can you hold on a bit, please?
I'm holding on.
I'm not sure what has happened. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, Mr. Uchemefo.
Hold on just 1 minute. Your okay. Voice is very faint. Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding on.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, like I was saying earlier on.
Yes.
You see, it takes an extraordinary eyes and intelligence and understanding to see beyond this moment. You know, the governors of today feel that they are gaining from the present contraction. They are, you know, they are in a position of power today. Not forgetting that definitely in the next 4 to 8 years their tenure is going to expire and they are going to assimilate back to the society. You know, I wish they could just see that Biafra is the future. I wish they could step aside a bit and put it into consideration. That the Biafra of what is it called? Uwazirike is not the Biafra of this moment. But the Biafra of Uwazulike is not the Biafra of today. But the energy behind the revolution that drives Biafra is completely a different energy. How I wish they could understand that the Biafran people are beginning to wake up to the reality of the fact that they need to, you know, govern themselves and decide their destiny. How I wish that the likes of Buhari's and Obasanjo's could just realize that the Biafra struggle of this moment is not the Biafra of 1960. That things have changed, that people are no longer feeling part of the zoo. Nobody want to live in the zoo anymore. Nobody want to be identified with the zoo anymore. I personally, I'm not the kind of person who jumps into struggle. I don't jump into struggle. I don't jump into activities because everybody is jumping into it. Even as a child. You know, but I've come to realize that the struggle for Biafra in 2016 is a realizable dream. I've come to realize that the struggle of this moment have taken a different dimension entirely. the level of organization and the sophistication I want to announce to the zoo right now that the Biafrans have is no longer the kind of sophistication. In fact, it had never existed in history. You know, so I want them to understand that the earlier they release Mazin Nnamdi Kanu, the better for them. The earlier they sit down and talk peacefully and find a resolution, a peaceful solution to Biafra emancipation, the better for them, so that we can be good neighbors in the future. So that it does not end with war where we have to live with the grudges at the end of the day, because whether it goes into war or it goes in peacefully, Biafra is going to be emancipated. So it's better they sit back.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm saying amen.
It's better they sit back and find a peaceful resolution, so that everybody can sit down and talk about the ways to, you know, disintegrate peacefully. And I believe that the Yorubas are not fools. They are just waiting for the right moment for the Biafrans to get their freedom, and they will shout hallelujah. Because I know the Yoruba man is not even happy with the contraction called Nigeria. But their inability to speak up have kept them on the ground. But they are walking on the ground, I believe you. I believe the Yorubas are anxiously waiting for the Biafrans to break away from Nigeria, so they can tell the Hausas, brothers, we cannot stay together, because the Yoruba man doesn't like the Hausa man. Even though they are pretending to, but they don't. You know, so my message tonight is, every Biafran, if you believe in Biafra, if you believe in yourself, if you know who you are, remain strong, remain law-abiding wherever you find yourself, remain your brother keeper. Let us start creating love among ourselves, because that has been the tool of the propaganda, that the Igbo man doesn't love himself. But it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh because it's an only Igbo man who can go to the village, pick his brother, bring him to the city, teach him a trade, which is the best thing you can give to anybody, and give him the necessary resources to start on his own. The Hausas doesn't have what it takes to do that. The Yorubas doesn't have what it takes to do that. I've read an article of a Yoruba man who said, who told you that Igbos don't love themselves? That there are an average Igbo man you meet who is a billionaire, who is a millionaire, will tell you that my uncle picked me from the village, taught me the trade and settled me, and that is why. And the more you settle, the more they still, whoever is settled, still go back to the village, pick up his brother, pick up his cousin, pick up his nephews, and the story goes on. So how can you tell me you hate your brother, who you've given who you teaches how to fish? Because there is a saying that goes, you teach me how to fish and don't give me fish. You know, there is something else I want to let our people understand. One thing the Biafrans, the Igbo, the Jaws, the Shakiris, anybody who is a Biafran, you are an envy to the world. An average Biafran is an envy to the world. Our people need to understand this. There is something in you that makes you different from other people. There is something in you that makes you different from other tribes. As a Biafran, there is something unique in you. But unfortunately, as humans that we are, we don't know who we are. It's quite unfortunate we don't know who we are. Quite unfortunate that the Biafrans don't know who they are. And that is why we are in the mess we are in today. until we sit back and start recognizing who we are, the journey is still far. But the earlier we recognize who we are, the better for everybody, the easier it becomes. You know, it will be easier to govern a Biafran land, you know, much, much easier, even by all standards. The smaller a country is, the easier to be managed. The smaller a society is, the easier to be managed. The Biafran land will be easier governed than mixed up with the zoo called Nigeria. You know, so Mr. Uche Emefo, I'm very happy and grateful for the opportunity you've given me tonight.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? I have been trying to get across for a very long time now, and I will continue to keep contact with the Radio Biafra as much as I can.
Anytime. That's fantastic.
Yes, I will continue to really let our people understand that this is not a time for tears. We don't need people calling Radio Biafra and shedding tears. This is not a time for sympathy. We don't need sympathetic. We are not in a sympathetic situation. The arrest of our unable director is the best thing that can happen to Biafra struggle. Is the best thing that has happened to Biafra struggle from the inception. So nobody should call and shed tears. This is time for us to jubilate. This is time for us to be strong and be happy and keep pushing on. Because the zoo want to see us cry. But we will not cry. We are not going to cry. We are going to remain strong and resolute, like our able director used to say. Because I know that if it were possible for him to speak to us direct from where he is right now, he will tell us to remain strong. So we have to remain strong for him. We have to remain strong for ourselves. The most important thing is keeping focused. Let's not be distracted. Let us look beyond this moment, because I know that a day will come when jubilation will explode. The day that Biafra will get its independence from the zoological and Islamic Republic of Nigeria is going to be a great day. I can't imagine. I'm already feeling the joy ahead of time. And that is what I want our people to feel. I want you to feel the joy of your liberation ahead of time, because it is going to happen.
Thank you.
So, Mazi, I'm very grateful. I'm happy for the opportunity to speak to my people. I hope that as time goes on, we'll continue to relate. I know that our people still need more enlightenment, because there are still a lot of our people.
Anytime you are welcome to this platform, and thank you for that enlightenment.
Okay. I believe that there are still a lot of our people who are living in darkness, but we'll set them free. The light is going to shine, and they are going to know who they are. They are going to identify themselves. And even those who are hiding under the shadows will definitely be exposed, because when the light shines, the darkness will run away. The darkness will give way. So I believe that the light will come to our minds, so that we can really stand up and say, hey, all hail Biafran. I'm proud to be a Biafran. I will die a Biafran. Good night, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
This is the Kine Bomba calling from BJ.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you for the work you are doing for the Japan people. I say, maybe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The shortwave we are having, we don't have the
The what?
Sometime ago, I was listening with shortwave. I think it's because there is no more now.
No, sorry, I didn't hear you very well. I don't know what's happening here. That the other time, what happened?
Hello?
Hello, yeah. You said that the other time, what happened?
I mean, I was listening to shortwave last 2 weeks, but now the shortwave is no more.
No, shortwave is on 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band. Shortwave, that is where you get it. Sometimes you can get it between 20 and 25 meter band, but it is still 11600 kilohertz. And by 20th of this month, we will be changing our frequency to 11700 kilohertz. Thank you, too. Thank you very much. Next caller, can you hear me? Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, on Skype, I can hear you. Deputy Director, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Okay, I'm Chris Senke. I can hear you from you, watcher.
Right, thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, God bless you.
Bless you too.
I've not been able to reach the air for some time. I have a little bit with my phone line I use in calling Radio Biafra. Oh, I'm able to read the phone license. God bless you, my brother. Good evening, all Biafrans. Good evening, lovers of freedom. And good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. Deputy, I thank you for all your good works. I'll be following in, and I'm really impressed for what you are doing for our people. Honestly, I also want to thank my coordinator here in Iwosha. Honestly, the guy, the man is doing a great work. I know what I mean. God will bless him. We are pushing ahead, and Biafra more Biafra draw close, and I know that our destination is Biafra. There is no two ways about it. I want to urge all Biafrans to put on your best. As our deputy director always saying, keep on keeping on and do the best you can do in social medias, Facebook, Twitter. Try your best and work on ground. Deputy Director, for some times, I'm really interested in so many headlines that we're reading from the zoo called Nigeria. So let me start my point this night from Okezie Ibazo, that is threatening to disturb our people. My brother, I tell you that this man are shameless men. Men that have no shame in their life. I traveled about for the past 1 month. I traveled about to 4 times. And my brother, only when you travel to Aba, from Iwosha to Aba, you will understand the magnitude of the mess we are into. Honestly, if you take off from Iwosha to Aba, see the condition of the road that these men that are making this noise are living, you will be ashamed of them. They are very shameless people. Our roads have damaged and destroy beyond repair. I bet you the rainy season is quite approaching. And my brother, did you know that for the past 6, 7, 8 months we have been in dry season?
that the zoo government have not been able to attend a short distance from Iwosha to Aba, and the only few rain that just dropped. My brother, that road is mess, and the more rainy season approaching, more the road keep damaging. Very soon it will nobody will pass that road again. And that is when I understand why our people died in accident. Because by the time you are going from here to Aba, if you take a distance of play that will take you 20 minutes, you can end up passing almost 2 to 3 hours just because of the condition of the road. By the time the drivers get to some point where they see that is good, you see them trying to meet up the distance they are going. By then, it's no over speeding. That's why I keep dying every day. And what are people suffers on the road? You see the zoo police block everywhere. They can give you a hold of that can take you almost 1 mile. They don't care how you feel. At the end of the day, you spend all your time that day on hold up and the bad road and zoo police. You see the army standing on the road, keeping somebody standby to collect bribe for them. You refuse. The country is something else. So OKV Azu is a shameless man. Let him go and fix Aba so that people can pass. With no voting to go and begin, people that voted him, not me. I tell anybody that go to Nigeria, politician to vote. He's a fool. You are a fool for involving yourself, mostly the youth. You are a fool. And anybody that die as in the process of Nigeria politics or election, you die as a fool. Because this man you are voting for, they don't have your time. After you vote for them, they end up buying jeep for their son, buy jeep for their wife, flying them abroad, and you end only thing you will gain to drive on a bad road that is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. And at the end of the day, you gain nothing. Why you have died for the Nigeria politics? God forbid. So then that vote, okay, Zibazo, what they vote for you is for you to go and fix Aba, not to go and be to hunt a dead body that you will disturb when they are being buried. Okay, Zibazo, they are a shameless man. Go and do what you have voted for. Because not to chase Air France. And the individual of MTN trying to disturb our people. For some time, I've been hearing this thing, but I'm telling MTN that even before now, I heard them with passion. They are hypocrites. By tomorrow, I'm going to announce all my MTN that I have dumped. I will tell MTN to hold her. I will announce all my line that have left for over 2, 3, 4, 5 months. But MTN is connected to about 3 or 4 of them. I will announce it to any day I call this platform again. That if MTN is thinking that they are going to work with the zoo police to restore what you are doing, I'm very, very, very sorry for MTN. They are going to lose. And lose the trust who we are. When we come from media, social media, we will destroy MTN, that they will lose more than half of their customer in the Afro land. Because MTN have decided to do the work of Lucifer with the insecurity agency, because I don't think Nigeria have a security. And Nigeria has only insecurity agencies, that what they have their powers is to kill the innocent Biafran and the Boko Harams and any little group that rise up will terrorize them and defeat them. But they have the power to destroy the innocent protesters of Biafran. So MTN thinking that they are going to work with the insecurity agents of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria to disturb what they are doing. I'm very, 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 very sorry for them. Let them go and ask them questions if they can learn their lesson. Better for me, I've dumped all many of my MTN before now. Because I begin to see the hard rats on the wall since they started to register and re-register. I know where they are going, I see, if I know. When I come next time, I will mention my numbers on the platform that I have dumped them. They even disconnected them.
that I don't care. Let them go to hell. I keep doing what they are doing. But we are going front. Then finally, before I drop my director, let me also mention to our Reverend Father Mbaka. Mbaka, are you aware of what is happening in Biafra now? The good luck you say is Nigeria save you. Nigeria good luck, Nigeria change. You say you are proud of. Mbaka, are you aware of what is happening now in Biafra land? Our women are being raped. Our girls are being taken away to Kano. Our reverend fathers are being abducted. Our reverend sisters are being abducted, raped, and killed. Our farms are being lavaged and destroyed, and our people, our children are being kept orphaned in Biafra land by Hausa, hence main terrorist group that is coming from Muhammad Buhari. Mbaka, are you seeing it now? Mbaka, Radio Biafra, you said that people that are doing it are misguided. People that are doing that are people that destroy people. Are you seeing it now? Mbaka, are you aware that the churches have been banned in Kaduna by RFI? Mbaka, are you aware that Nigeria is Islamic country? Mbaka, you need to call the platform to apologize to Biafrans on what you have done against them. So that the innocent Biafrans that died by Nigerian government will forgive you. Deputy Director, I thank you once again for what you are doing. God bless you. We are very, very close to where we are going. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you very much. God bless you too. Thank you. Keep on keeping on. Thank you very much. And do not hesitate to come on the program anytime you feel like. Thank you. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. Can you turn the radio off or move away from it, please?
Hello?
Next caller, can you hear me? He's not listening. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello, hello, Kim of Agreement.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm very, very happy. My name is Christian from other states. I can at the Onuka, not right now. I thank you for what you people have been to the South Biafra. I'm very, very happy. Because I can see you in the Bible, I could take on my brother when you were because.
Yes, go ahead, go ahead. Thank you very much.
Yes,
thank you.
Amen, sir.
Next caller, can you hear me?
Good evening, Madam Peter.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening, my fellow Biafra. Right? As morning and spend wherever you are. My good people of Biafra, my name is Chidiku Wadud, one of yours, Biafra Land here. My deputy director, how is my brother over here?
Everybody is okay. Go ahead, please.
Sorry to go. My deputy director, today, in the Zulu, I heard that pedophile and the terrorist and the dead rapist, so called the president of the two, Muhammadu Buhari, elected president, is fighting tooth and nail to arrest Gozi Okonjo-Iweala. And as I also heard that he arrest the cousin of Goodluck, Jonathan, ex-president. And he also fighting tooth and nail to make sure that he arrest Goodluck, Jonathan. So that is why we are telling our people that these people are found upon all the good work that the Goodluck Jonathan did to Hausa Fulani Alamaji. So that Hausa Fulani Alamaji love him. But upon all this, they are fighting through the nail right now to kill Goodluck Jonathan. Nowhere on earth that Hausa Fulani Alamaji behind Jaffa. Because we are not the same tribe. Our tribe is different, different from us. So we are not ready. So that is why my people, they don't join us and pray to from this place. Because if you don't, if you think that two favor you today, tomorrow they will come after you. I will say never like your friend alive. I will say your friend. To my brothers and sisters, especially those in the zoo government work, you need to repent. Because one day they will come after you. You need to repent. You see what is happening now. You see that Muhammad Buhari has killed fire at the territory, Indian name of Nigeria. Now, why can't you, Muhammad Buhari, arrest Obasanjo criminal? Look. Do you know how much that Obasanjo about the money that the Obasanjo recovered? You lose that money that they compensate them. Do you know that Abacha money this Abdulkalami Abubakar went below them? Why can't you prove all the people? Why can't you prove Ibrahim Badaman Bangida 419? Why do you prove Atiku Abubakar? Why can't you prove Erofai? I don't know. But you are sitting Jaffa to kill because you hate Jaffa with passion. But we are telling you how much Bahia made of it. If you take by your intimidation that you have told Jaffa, but you are a joker. Tell me how you want it, we will give it to you. Write it on post day. Anyhow, I should go and do it to fight it. I should go and do it. It is not to fight. I'm ready to carry my own rifle. If I will die, I could have thought that we a global community. That is what I think. Two things involved with this life to burn somebody and for that person to die. I'm not better than others that I am. Not better than them. To Muhammad Buhari, they are useless DSL, Boko Haram, that you call DSL, because all these people are Boko Haram, that you use all these useless work to compensate. And they are others you call Fladiness. All the people of Boko Haram are working for Muhammad Buhari
my good people of Biafra, if you see the way that Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are being imported to Biafra land and chicken on daily basis, we will have. I show us that these people have a plan, but that we Biafra, we go to pay them and nothing to pay. We are more learned than them. Any state that I would have flagged it in is their father. Because God Almighty made us special way. Usama Dubaria signified, why can't you probe your wife for any person's family? Why can't? Usama Dubaria, you know that you are a criminal. You know that you are a terrorist. You know that you are a killer. You know that you are a terrorist, Muhammad Buhari. But you want to fight for Russia. So there will be no sure thing. Can the kingdom of darkness fight the devil of darkness? Yes, I do. Can devil fight devil? Yes, I do. Can corruption fight corruption? Yes, I do. Muhammad Buhari has fought. Has been sick in order to be a predator. Muhammad Buhari made a deadly speech that is already enough to teach this businessman. This is not that what we have. These two gonna judge and monkeys and tattoos. No one have trained except Fashola and Fanushe and his brother. This man, this people is an able man. I respect people forever. And the behavior of this careless man, Fanushe and his brother, going to remain forever. These people are smart. People are careless men. But others cannot talk. Buhari match others on that. Sit down, beat them out on earth. Look at judiciary. Look at all of them. No hope for common man. Buhari has already bribed judiciary that last hope of common man. No one walking. It is so called that they are not going on. Even as I've got you down, if you read black out. Over 3 months, I have never seen an area. It is a to hurry the kilo five, to pretend that go outside, prove that the foreign country that is doing well in your confession. Why, if you will, then problems here and there, kill it. 419 and the doctor who took Muhammad Buhari and all the people that they want. So my good people of Biafra, let us join hands. We have already know who we are. Let us join hands together. If you want to give me something, if you want to join, we will retreat ourselves. God is to return our time. But God wants us to do what? To work out our salvation. You see, I want to show you an example. When our children of Israel want to enter to the land of death, they sent three people to go and monitor how that place. When they reach there, they confirm that as God gave them. But what the problem is that there is many people, giant people, so they look of his and see, they look like an ant. They are those people. But God tell them, go and drive those people out. God didn't drive those people out of them. But to them, go and drive those people out. And the children of Israel, go and drive them out. God has already told us, go and drive out of flood, out of our land. And people, this is time. Time is at home.
May God bless all of you. May God bless all our leaders. May God bless all those people that are doing one work, one way or the other, to make sure that Biafra comes. May God bless all of you. And the entire new people will quit them. It's very reasonable. Nothing will happen to our leaders. If they try anything, as we always wanted them, the whole world is hearing our cry. We have been protesting all over the world. Nobody that is saying that is not hearing us. We are wanting to offer to Buhari. Anything happens to our leader, the whole world is hearing us. The whole world will not say that they are not hearing us. Anything happens to our leader, everybody is helping. That's the book of special for us. God bless all Jaffa. God bless you. It was good on my brother and sister. Thank you.
I'm not sure what's happening here.
Good evening, my deputy director.
Yeah, good evening. The line has not been very steady. Can you hear me? Go ahead. Go ahead. He's no more there. Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Go ahead. Good evening.
Yes, my name is Samson Chidimachiku.
Yeah, welcome to the program.
I am calling from Mpo. Then I am a native of Omuaya.
Thank you.
Yes, I am thanking you for what you have been doing and your strongness in the work that you are doing to bring the people of Biafra from this bondage that we are suffering now. I have a lot to say, but I think I will stop here. When next I call, I have compiled so many things to report to you that all things that have been happening here.
And right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless you and bless your family at the same time.
Bless you too. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward and God Almighty is in charge. We are inching closer to ending this program. We will, of course, not fail to reiterate the fact that Okezie Bazu of Abia State must be cautioned. Anybody close to him must tell him, because IPOB5 members cannot run away from their identity. You cannot kill IPOB5 members and also prevent them from burying their dead. It is an abomination, and which, if you continue on that state, you will fail, you will not succeed. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, to have rubbed minds together. Indeed, it is time to go. We continue to ask Him to renew us, we continue to ask Him to revive us, we continue to ask Him to help us to restore Biafra. Not forgetting Ali Danamdi Kanu, we ask God Almighty to continue to envelop him with his presence and fight against those who fight against him. Incapacitate the enemies and render them powerless. For me, from here, this is sincerely chamber 4, at this particular point in time, sign off. Good night. God bless.
Heroes have lost their lives and made them all are injured. All because of freedom, freedom of Biafra. But I can see a victory ahead of us. So let's keep fighting, let's keep shaking the whole world. As we have done till now, no amount of intimidation can stop us. We will keep moving ahead till we get our freedom. Freedom is what we need. Our destination is independence of Biafra. Until we get our independent, we continuous fight. Because we are victorious, I can see you into the heart of us. United people of Biafra. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, let's unite and move forward for our victory. Oh, oh, hey, yeah. Biafrans in the Western world, we all must continue petitioning the United Nations. The G20 leaders, we must continue petitioning them until they respond to us. We need nothing but Biafra. We don't need any negotiation. Ngede people, Idoma, and now people, Ibibio, Ijaws, Igbos, and also Owanke, you all must wake up from your sleep. You can't sleep forever. This is a challenge that comes to you, and you must face your responsibility. We need nothing but Biafra, nor any other negotiation except Biafra freedom. Biafra or nothing.